so bright that's now taken away.
Rises like a mist and begins to destroy. nebulous and anthemic plane. We're dancing by the massiveness of a multitude of names, emanating the eye, twisting and spinning, painting the ethereal canvas of polychromasia and luminescence. All the colors beyond the rainbow in juxtaposition fill the sky. Cycles of metamorphosis dilate and dwindle in a miniature, bringing clarity to images the mind of man cannot conceive or describe. Like the fractals upon the turbulent surface of a realm of a billion galaxies, intertwined and form one solid blanket of beauty. Like fire on water circling outward and ripples in infinity. Like a precious and beautiful butter cloud, stretching as far as new eyes can see, and encompassing a fading globe.
Deep within the self, which the world has never seen, where all the perfections of life never even dreamed are possible, if only imagined and accepted, by believing and perceiving outside a reflection of what is inside, so in essence, existence does not exist. This cell and these walls, created by my own will, with loneliness, handiwork of my own cold, self-loving, and selfish heart, must now depart.
I surrender all my strength. it once again returns. A childlike innocence, an unjaded faith, and enough imagination to create the surrounding world. It's been so long since I felt this way. I had forgotten it. I begin diminishing to nothing as I become part of the light. Here inside this infinite beauty, I'm one with God, connected and tapped in, saturated with all that is. My senses give way, and I'm convinced this ideal perfection is only a glimpse of all it has to offer. How could words describe it? God is more than we ever imagined. I've come so far, through the deepest darkness and into the light. But still, within, the dark closes in, making this peace seem like the calm before the storm. The peril revealed is too much for me to defeat. I cannot fight this war, for I have not the strength. But what is won't let me slip away. Instead, he takes my place. In the void, fading in and out of shadow.
The lines are drawn, distinguishing dissociation between the gray. All grows black and white as two columns form, winding together from bottom to top. Spiraling upwards like dueling snakes, the mighty clash between heaven and hell waged within begins. In the end, there can be only one victor. Of this divided soul, one side must go. None can destroy the darkness, only let it go.
Your multiple options have just found light and told of you before the place. After we rise, life is now about to take flight. Sands destroyed from out of the universe. There is no longer war within yourself. Leaps and journeys towards the next step. I see you know now it's time to accept. You get what you get. And now put the consciousness inside out. Around and through it with the knowledge you have.
Is there a shape of body for the journey that lies ahead? Do I continue to be me with no memory? I break free from all these doubts and fears and misery.
Now take the burnt ashes, bent and crumbled in the physical. They cause limits within the literal. That's lost in my stencil, the cookie cup, polyrhythmical chaos. Retrieve a breath of fresh scent from the bitter spice to keep us all above the subtle levels of now that eternally shake us.
A new door opens to a thousand paths, only one to choose to take me to the next point.
Thank you.
The sacrifices are already made to move on to what is ahead. Life provides another step, another story, with the connection now severed, forcing this segment of growth into becoming its own, a piece of art that will never be what the next will be. Funny how the artist is doomed to failure, but in the attempt to exactly portray the screen within, success is attained. Though nothing ever means all it is meant to mean, the piece is added to the vague snapshots of ourselves from the perception of another mind, allows the bird of art to take flight, shedding over time new meaning to intentions of a newly passed life. These small reincarnations surpassing moments compose a record of how we grow, move on, evolve, and become new. I'm driven more than ever to give it all, but it's no longer me. It's something so pure, so deep inside, I once forgot I had. I'm experiencing a never-ending dream, slowly becoming reality. For some reason, I thought all these questions would be answered, but instead they seem to multiply. What is the final goal? What is the future hold? I still don't know. But when my eyes open, I'll be staring over a bow, across the ocean of Sancia Asteris, enthralled by a journey in sea, like a ribbon in front of me. One ending becoming a new beginning, and I'll be moving on to a place beyond, with eyes set upon a distant shore. It's now time to fulfill every potential. There will be no turning back, nor a backward glance.